For the second consecutive year, the Housing and Urban Development Department knows what it feels like to be the most improved on the 2016 Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey list. Employee engagement at HUD is up 4% this year for an above-average score of 66%. Nani Colaretti is Deputy Secretary at HUD. She tells Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco what the agency did during the past year to make that big difference in engagement.
The Secretary Castro and I made this a top priority. He has been here for over 2 years, and I've been here for over a year and a half. And we, like the whole Obama administration, believe that if you move the needle on engagement, you, first of all, need consistent action from senior leaders, but you also can make a difference in HUD as a place to work. And that helps with retaining good people and also recruiting them. So there are three things that we did that we believe make a big difference. One is just setting forth a vision for employee engagement and engaging as part of that all of our managers. So we actually have action plans that speak to our vision, and we have put standards in all of our senior managers' performance plans, and they also pay attention. They were doing it anyway, but really kind of, you know, talking about this work all year round. It's a year-round thing. The second thing we did was we rely a lot on data, so we did a lot of data analysis ourselves on where the scores were falling, what it meant, both by subcategory and sub-office. That helped with the engagement plan. So we did a big focus on data and invited anyone who wanted to go to unlocktalent.gov. And so I think we have about 500 users out of a little over 7,000 people. So we have a lot of people in there looking at it as well. And then the third thing that we did, and I'll put these two things together, which is really listen to our employees. We have a bunch of ways of doing that, from our switchboard where people can suggest ideas to make HUD a better place to work and vote on them. We've implemented 144 ideas since I got here, ideas that employees came up with, and communicate. So tell the story about what people are working on. So those are the broad, broad things that we did to try to work on employee engagement.
Can you give a few examples of some of those ideas that you collected from your employees?
I'll give you, I've talked about this before because it's a small thing, but it's also a big thing. It turns out we did not have a nursing station in our headquarters for nursing moms. So when we heard that, we actually turned right around and put one in, which is not just important because you need to have one in every federal building, and it is also a key way to support your working mothers. So that is an idea we turned around pretty quickly. We also have done a huge set of projects that were all proposed by employees. I call it the deep dive here, and they are all, many of them are operational. So we are putting in place a series of better tools so that we can better manage between headquarters and the field. At HUD, 2/3 of our staff are in the field. So that means that we are doing, our portfolios are nationwide, and so we are putting in place better communication tools, better data tools across a series of programs, and we're also improving processes. So when the field needs something from headquarters, we are actually mapping out those processes and making those things happen quicker. In many of our areas of HUD, people did a version of what I was doing, which is they basically threw things out to their managers and their staff, and they said, here are some of our lowest scores here in, you know, community planning and development, for example, is one of our big areas in HUD, or in public and Indian housing and the staff there. And what are your ideas to improve on these indicators? And in many areas, people did pilots and innovations with managers and their staff to try to address some of our lowest scoring areas. And I think that kind of tailored effort is really what's been helping HUD increase every year on these scores as well.
And as far as the communication goes, you know, part of this is getting your employees to actually take the survey and voice their opinions. So were you happy with this year's participation rate? And how did you get your employees to, you know, really sit down and actually take the survey?
Sure. We were very happy with the response rate. We had set a goal that was higher than our goal last year. Our goal last year was 75% participation, and I think we just missed it at 74. This year, our goal was 80% participation. The way that we did it was by really talking about this at all levels. It's important for employees to hear that the secretary and the deputy secretary want you to fill out the survey, but actually it's also important to hear it from your direct manager, talking about the ways in which we use the survey to try to make this a better place to work. The one thing we spent some time clarifying, which was also helpful, was that the data can only be used for your office or for your area if you get more than 10 responses. So it's hard to take action on things when no one responds. And I think we were able to partner with one of our unions to get that message out as well. And I think all of those things helped increase the participation rate to 77%.
You know, it takes time for some of these ideas and improvements to actually take place, but this is the second year in a row where your agency has made a pretty sizable jump in employee engagement, especially in the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. But as far as, you know, looking back at last year's survey, what did you see there that you wanted to improve on, you know, within this past year? What changes did you want to improve on this year?
Some of our scores that we looked at, one score that's low, and this is a low score across the country, you know, so if you look at other agencies where we have low scores, other agencies have that low score as well on that particular question. But something like, how satisfied are you with your opportunity to get a better job in your organization? That is actually a fairly low score for HUD, and it has been for the past few years. We have been working with urgency on a few things, both to better train our staff and people for internal promotions, and to actually allow for rotations in the agency. So we have a couple of formal ways that you can actually bolster your experience here, and by rotating to another staff, either physically or virtually. And I think that has helped people gain a better set of knowledge about what we do here at HUD, and that can lead to better opportunities to get jobs here. So we've been working on that for a while, and we still would like to see that score come up some.
And what about some of the areas, you know, maybe specifically where you did see some improvement between 2015 and 2016? I know there are questions about leadership and, you know, performance management and things like that, but can you go into that in detail?
Sure. I mean, look, we, just so you know, I mean, this is a pretty significant increase. We increased on 95% of the questions. And on the two or three questions we did not increase on, we pretty much stayed level. So we saw gains everywhere. One of the biggest gains is in an index called Leaders Lead, and that was heartening to me to see that, because I'm a leader in the organization.
Right.
So that went up by 5 percentage points. And those are actually interesting questions. Those have to do with whether senior leaders generate motivation and commitment, whether they maintain high standards of honesty and integrity, whether managers are communicating the goals and priorities of HUD, and whether or not the staff have respect for the organization's senior leaders. And so, again, a lot of engagement should just be happening year-round, and has to do with communication, both communicating priorities out, but also telling people why you are focusing on something or why you are doing something. I think the secretary does a really good job of this.
Nani Coloretti, Deputy Secretary of the Housing and Urban Development Department, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.